Father, this morning we are grateful to you for the privilege to come before your presence. Lord, this morning I pray, O God, for every person under the sound of my voice and the people that are listening to us online, that you will make our life count for you. Please, O God, make our lives count for you. Bless us to be a blessing. In Jesus' name we pray. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Worshiping, thank you so much. No, this year is our year of... I don't ever want you to forget. Please, please, and please, imagine your result. It is our year of tangible results. And this month, what are we looking at? Assessing your next level. That's the theme for the month of February. Assessing your next level. Please don't ever forget the year and the theme for the month and write them somewhere. You will need them. But throughout the year, you need to change levels. You can't remain the same way you are. And I believe God, before the end of February, your level will have changed. You know the reason. Let me read the scripture to you before I start the message. Acts chapter 10. I read from verses 1 to 6. Acts of Apostles chapter 10. There was a certain man in Caesarea called Cornelius, a centurion of the band called the Italian Band, a devout man, and one that feared God with all his house, which gave much alms to the people and prayed to God always. Verse 3. He saw in a vision, evidently about the ninth hour, on the day an angel of God coming into him and saying unto him, Cornelius, God will call your name. And when he looked on him, he was afraid and said, what is it, Lord? And he said to him, thy prayers and thy arms are come up for a memorial before God. And now send men to Joppa and call for one Simon, whose surname is Peter. He lodge in one Simon a tanner, whose house is by the seaside. He shall tell thee what thou oughtest to do. Now, let me tell you what happened sometime when your prayer is answered. When your prayer is answered, God will send somebody to you to tell you what to do. The prayer of Cornelius was answered. Now, God had to tell him to go and get somebody to tell him exactly what to do for his joy to be full. In 2022, you'll be hearing what to do. So to assess your next level this morning, again, I am telling you what to do. So this morning, I'm going to be speaking on prosperity is a priority. Prosperity is a priority. You will prosper. It is a priority. It is not an elective course of life. It's a core course. It is not something maybe it should or it should not happen. It is something that must happen. And I said must because it must happen. And if you know that it must happen, nothing in your mind, nothing about you should be thinking that you will never, you must prosper. I say you will prosper. It's a priority. It's not something you want to negotiate with anybody. And you don't want to negotiate your status of prosperity with the devil. No! No!
Not at all. It's not negotiable. It's a no-go area. That I will not prosper is a no-go area.
3 John 1.
Beloved, I wish.
I don't know why it has to be a wish.
Above all things,
think about it. When somebody is putting something above every other thing, that shows that that thing is very, very important. Prosperity is your right. Say, it is my right. You are not saying it. Say, it is my right to prosper.
You must prosper. You must think prosperity. You must live prosperity. You must act prosperity. You must believe in prosperity. I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health.
What is the essence of prosperity? What is the essence of prosperity without health?
Even as thy soul prospereth.
What is a wish? A wish is a express, you express a strong desire for something that is not easily attainable. Left to me, this is what I wish will happen. But is it happening?
Somebody said, wishes can really come true if you know what just to do.
So, because somebody is wishing, doesn't mean it's going to come true. You have to know what to do.
So, this morning, I'll be giving you a few points. I'm going to be looking at scriptures. I say you will prosper. Honestly speaking, I say you will prosper. Now, when we talk about prosperity, please don't make a mistake that we are only talking about money. That's the challenge that people have about prosperity. Prosperity cannot be defined by money alone. It does involve also the quality of our lives as well. Prosperity is all encompassing.
So before you talk about prosperity, I'm thinking money. No, money is just one element.
It's the totality of my life and your life. It's all encompassing.
So I will run through the points and will now go through it one by one. My first point about prosperity: spending our time prudently. That's my first point. Spending our time prudently. Second point, our ability to love ourselves and others. Prosperity. Third point, assessing the grace to succeed in whatever we do. Number four, understanding the strength of joy and happiness. Number five, reflecting on the beauty of creation and drawing inspiration from it. And number six, expressing always the unfathomable wisdom of God. I'll go through it again. All encompassing. Number one, spending our time prudently. Prosperity. Number two, our ability to love ourselves and others. Number three, assessing the grace to succeed in whatever we do. Whatever. Number four, understanding the strength of joy and happiness.
Number five, reflecting on the beauty of creation and drawing inspiration from it. Number six, expressing always the unfathomable wisdom of God. So prosperity is too important to all of us, especially children of God. We must prosper. We have to prosper. We need to prosper. We must prosper. My number one point, spending our time prudently. Let me read to you from the book of Ecclesiastes chapter 3. I read from verses 1 to 8. To everything there is a season, and a time to every purpose under heaven. Please listen to it. Everything there is a season. Everything. And a time. Time for every purpose under heaven. A time to be born. My birthday, I was born on the 4th of December 1964. A time to be born. A time to be born. In fact, some people are not conscious of time. Oh, please. You know, if people are not conscious of time, it is obvious that something is wrong somewhere. Oh, please, you cannot afford not to be conscious of time. Time! Time is too important to God. That's why we call it lifetime. That time that you see, you woke up this morning around what time? It is what now? It's about 11 o'clock now. Time. Under heaven, every purpose is delivered on time. Under heaven. And God gave us the gift of time equally. You have 24 hours, I have 24 hours. What you do with your time is too important to fulfilling the purpose of God for your life. Even fulfilling your dreams, your time. Time. A time to be born and a time to die. My mom died a few weeks ago. I know she was born someday, 85 years ago. She's gone. And 85 years look like yesterday. I was born about 57 years ago, look like yesterday. Time. Time. A time to plant and a time to pluck up that which is planted. Think about it. So what are you planting? It's going to germinate. There's nothing you can do about it. You can't change it. You can't pray it away. You can only expect the harvest of what you have planted. You cannot pray it away. It's something that God said will never cease. He said, as long as earth remains. So that is why people don't understand. When you do whatever you like, you are sowing something. Please, it will germinate. Oh! Understanding this has saved my life. I let go. I don't care what. No! Oh! Just get out. Doesn't matter. No. Save Johnny. Let go. I can trust God for more. I can. I have a God
that owns everything. I can trust God. My destiny is more important to me than that treasure. No. So, what am I holding on to? Why do I have to keep, for what? Let go. Everything you plant that you cannot pray it away. Never. If anybody is telling you that it's prayable away, it's a lie from the pit of hell. So what are you planting as you are seated there? That's the question I'm asking you this morning. I'm not going to rush the point, but next time I'm coming to preach, I'm going to continue. What are you planting in your life? What are you planting? The guy that came to speak this morning, Soji Tayoso, how's the brother? He was just my client. I never knew that I would be pastoring a church that will come and speak one day. Think about it. Brother Amola, we did it. That was how many years ago? Just imagine what I have been doing with my life since then. And the guy will just come around and say, who is the pastor? Oh God. Do you know that everything counts? Hey, you say you are not committing fornication again. I say yes, but it's recorded somewhere. They will bring the thing out today as if it just happened yesterday. That's why the life of a child of God, you don't understand what it means. When he said, if a man is in Christ, you don't know what it means. You know, I can sing, God can forgive me. Yes! But let me tell you something. They can exhume your sins. Be careful. Oh, this car does not look like the refresh again. There's always this car. That's why the Bible says, if a man is in Christ, he's a new creature. Beware what you do in time. Beware. Oh, nobody sees me. I said, fear enough. Have you underestimated God that he will see you? So when you do what you like, when you are thinking what you like, God does not know Abi. So suddenly, you now call the same God to show up. And did you not read the Bible? That the Bible said, let the word of my mouth and the meditation. Do you know that what you are thinking about now is resonating in heaven? Oh, be careful what you do. Oh, my driver, my housemate, my this one. Be careful what you do to people. You know, I keep saying something to myself. I say my wife is the daughter of somebody else. Yes or no? Yes or no? Now, what do you think the wish of my wife's parent is for a husband? Do they wish for someone that will trouble her life? Do I have a daughter? I should be careful the way I behave to my wife. May my children not be praying against my sins. That you have become a prayer point for your children, that the sin that you are committing will not come on them. You are not a good parent. I don't care which school you send them to. I don't care which clinical you send them to. I don't care where you go. He said a time to sow and a time to do what? To reap. Are you in church this morning? I can't hear. Are you in church this morning? Are you in church this morning? Tell somebody be careful. Tell another one be careful. Tell another one be careful. Be careful. I've seen a few things under heaven. I've seen a few things. So it is what is affecting my life. Definition of everything about my life. I've seen a few things. And I've seen a few things. And I don't want to share experience. I've seen a few things. Let me be honest with you. Be careful. Be careful. Be careful the way you live. Be careful the way you live with people. I don't care who the person is. Respect people. Oh, don't talk down on people. Be careful. Everything you have, God has gave it to you. Be magnanimous in victory.
Even when it seems like you have victory over some things, be magnanimous at victory. Very, very important. Time.
A time to kill and a time to heal. A time to break down and a time to build up.
Everything happens in time. No, just imagine. Things are happening in time. Either you like it or not, they are happening.
Are they not killing in time? It's relative. The Bible just recording everything in time. A time to weep and a time to laugh. A time to mourn and a time to dance. A time to cast away stones and a time to gather stones together. A time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing.
A time to get and a time to lose. A time to keep and a time to cast away. A time to rend and a time to sow. A time to keep silence and a time to speak. A time to love and a time to hate. A time of war and a time of peace. Let's go to verse 11. I want us to read together. Verse 11. Let's read together. 1, 2, 3, go. He had made everything beautiful in his time. Also, he has set the word in their heart, so that no man can find out the work that God maketh from the beginning to the end. God factor. God factor. God factor. He made all things beautiful in his own time. So now think about it. All the negativity of time. How do you align it with God's time? That your time become the timing of God. That you escape danger in time. That you escape danger, you escape everything in time. That's what I talk about, spending your time prudently. Time!
So God has his own time, but in the time of God, all things are, I can't hear you, all things are what? I can't hear, all things are what? Beautiful. Oh, the day you were shot, it was in time. All things beautiful in his time.
So how do you, my brother, my sister, align your life with the time of God? Scripture will explain the same thing to us. Ephesians chapter 5 verse 16. Ephesians chapter 5 verse 16. Please project it and I need us to read together. Ephesians chapter 5 verse 16.
How do we align with the time of God? That everything that the enemy wants to do in time, so we can, God can eliminate the bad for us, because God made all things beautiful in his own time. The timing of God, no matter what you are saying in time, there's a timing of God. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 16. Let's read together. Redeeming the words. Redeeming the words. Redeeming the word. This time. Because they are evil.
So what do you do? That's an advice for you. So therefore, you must understand how to redeem time. You know, sometimes when we say people should pray, you know, sometimes I laugh. Because it's about lack of understanding. It's just lack of understanding, and I'm not permitted to be judging anybody. It's lack of understanding. So we keep praying for people to understand.
He said, redeeming the what? Redeeming the what? Redeeming the what? We must redeem time. You redeem time in time. You redeem time in time. Redeeming the time, because the days are what? Evil. The day, there is a time to kill. It's inside day. It's inside day.
Please, please, and please. If you are not a member of prayer squad, please join.
He said, redeeming the time, because what? The days are evil. So what do you do in time? You redeem time. You wake up early in the morning and you talk to God who makes all things beautiful in his time, that you will not fall into the trap of enemy. You pray to God. This, it's not a fault. You pray to help yourself. You pray to God. You design it. It structures the life. You're supposed to go to a place that there is a danger. God said, don't go there in time. You redeem the time through prayers, especially because the days are evil. And you can't change it. If the Bible said the days are evil, there is nothing you can do about it. Remember, I talked about the pestilence that flies by war. No day! It's flying! It's just that God is protecting us. Everything is flying. He said the arrows, you know, the arrows that fly, you know, Abby, it does fly. But God is protecting us. But check this out. Redeem the time. Please tell your neighbor, please redeem the time. Yeah. God, the days are evil. You can't. Prayer is not. Don't talk to me. I don't know how to pray. You don't know how to pray. Be standing there and be telling God what you want to do. You don't know how to pray. You must know how to pray. He's the one that makes all things what? Beautiful in his time. So turn the time to believing in God's time. Believing in God's time. Let God be leading you in his time. As many as are led by what? The spirit of what? The spirit of God. They are the sons of God. By adventure, you are in this church. You are not speaking in tongues. This is not today to call you. You must be filled with the spirit of God. And don't tell me that you are a member of, you are not born again. You are just coming to church. You don't understand what I'm talking about. You must be born again. You must be filled with the Holy Spirit with an evidence of speaking in tongues. Are you listening to me this morning? I can't hear. Are you listening to me this morning? Are you listening to me this morning? Now that's it. Time! God will make your time beautiful. God will make your time beautiful. Please, please, and please. Time. Spend. What is my number one point? Prudently. Prudently. Be careful what you do in time. Be careful what you do in time. Everything is being recorded. There's a book of remembrance before God. That was an example we were given in the book of Esther. Mordecai, he had done something before. Look, when they opened the book of remembrance before God, may God say, let them show her mercy. That will be your story in the name of Jesus. Yeah, it does happen. Time. Redeem your time. Use your time prudently. Invest time. Work for God. Work for God. What did I say? What did I say? Work for God. Time. Number 2 points. Is our ability to love ourselves and others. Ability to love ourselves. You see, do you know why? You know why we have the scriptures, the Bible? Do you know why we say we should read the Bible? We meditate, we walk before God. Quite a number of us, our background has a lot to do with what is affecting us. Honestly speaking, your background affects you. Except, yeah, your background, where you're coming from. That's the way we were created. Your bringing affects you. Affect your, even though you are a Christian, your bringing affects you. In fact, some people your bringing are a stronghold to them. So that's why the Bible says if a man is in Christ, he wants to take us away from some things that we don't even know anything about. Matthew chapter 22. I read from verse 36. Ability to love ourselves and love others. Master, which is the great commandment in the law?
Jesus said unto him, Jesus speaking. Please let's read together. 1, 2, 3, go. Now think about it. You shall love the Lord your God. Which is the greatest commandment of the law? What is it that defines everything? What is it that sums up everything? Said, love the Lord your God. Do you know what happened? If they did not ask Jesus that question, he would not have told them. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. Verse 38. This is the first and the great commandment. Everybody say great. Everybody say great. It is a great commandment. It is the first and the great commandment. And the second is like unto it. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. On these two commandments hang all the laws and the prophets. Love the Lord your God. Who is sleeping? Love the Lord your God with what? All your heart, all your soul, all your heart, and all your being. And number two, love your neighbor as yourself. Let me say this to you. Do you know that if you don't love God, you can't love yourself? Many people don't know that. Why do people do harm to themselves? Why are people eating what they are not supposed to be eating, and it will cause them a sickness tomorrow? They don't even understand. You say you love yourself. You think so? You don't know how to love yourself if you don't love God. Why is it that you got involved in a partnership, in something, and suddenly the thing backfired? Why is it that you marry somebody and you have pain throughout your life? Love the Lord your God. When the raw material to love yourself, you can only get it from God. The raw material to love yourself, you will only get it from God. And if you don't love yourself, you can't love people. How do you give me what you don't have? You don't love yourself. So how can you love other people? What are you going to be telling them? I've seen a few things under heaven. Just imagine in this church that somebody will have a blood pressure of 450 over 190 in this church. You will ask me the question, what happened? When I have people I can talk to, when the clinic is there, when everything there, what do you think happened? Oh, yeah, think about it. Oh, you say you love yourself. I can prove it to you. How much you love yourself, how much you don't love yourself. You are thinking you love yourself? Why is it that you are doing something that will give yourself a headache? Why is it you are acting and will give you emotional trauma? Why is it that you are not happy from morning till night? Why is it that your joy is not full? You love yourself? Okay, talk to me. You love yourself. Why are you doing something and afterward you are regretting it? Why did I do it? Why did I do it? And the regret is there. And the regret is there. And you told me you love yourself. And it keeps happening. It's only because you don't understand how to love yourself. You can only love yourself if you love God first. You cannot love yourself. You know what happened? You know, when people say they do something, they say they are selfish. That is not love. When you are doing something selfishly, it's not the definition of love. When you are putting yourself first all the time, it's selfishness. It's not love. Because you know what happened? People know it and they know who you are. So it's never love. You cannot talk about love without talking about God. Because God is love. When you love yourself, automatically you will be doing some things that we eliminate some viruses in your life. When you love yourself, you can never sleep in anger. You cannot be angry with people. You can be angry, but you will sin not. When you love yourselves, you know what you're going to be doing? You are likely to be somebody that forgives, at ease. Because these are the things that defile us.
So how do you now love other? And he said that is the greatest commandment. So therefore, my brother and my sisters, let me be honest with you. It is not how many hours we pray that matters before God. It's about, do we have a stand before Him? No, we love to pray. We love activity. We love everything. I pray for 2 hours. I pray for 3 hours. Fantastic. But the question I'm asking you is this. Who are you praying to? If you love yourself, my brother must listen to me. Every member of this church must know their health status. You must know your BP. You must know your blood sugar. Everything. If you love yourself. Now, last week, Sunday, we were told about how to examine your breast. How many of you have examined your breast from Sunday till now? If you love yourself. But you can go after that business. You can go after that appointment. Oh, they are calling me. They're going to give me a job. They're going to give me something. You can go after that appointment. Oh, no, I don't have time. I don't have something. Yes. If you love yourself, you will have done it. God forbid, suddenly, something happens. Also now, everything is on hold. All the appointments, all the clinical, all the things are important. So the question I want to ask you is this. What is important in life? I've seen a few things, and I keep asking myself a question. Who are we? What happened to us? How did we get here? What is important in life? Young man, young woman, pray, love God, pray before you get married. No, no, it's the love of my life. I can't do anything. I can't do anything. No problem. You got married, there are issues. So what happened? Praise the Lord. I said, praise the Lord. This morning, I want to give you, to tell you something. Do you know that the reason why we gave our life to God is to make our lives better? Do you know that the reason why we are born again is to help us, not Him? Do you know that the reason why we are born again is to change our orientation? Do you know that the reason why we are born again is to help us to behave and not be misbehaving? Do you know that the reason why we are praying is for God to change me? So that I can be the best. Remember, he said to every purpose under heaven, there is a time. You will prosper. I say you will prosper. Do you understand when I talk about prosperity now? Now you understand. Okay, how do I have money and I'm not enjoying my marriage? Let's say I'm okay. I have everything. Oh, how do I have money and my families are not together? Think about it. It doesn't mean that I'm not okay, but it's going to be affecting me. Either I tell you, I don't tell you. But what is it that can settle the thing? It is the love of God. Honestly speaking, it is not the prayer or the fasting. It's the love of God. You know the problem is, we don't want that love of God. We want to be praying. You know why? Because that love of God will change us. We don't want to be changed. So we want to be praying to the same God. This morning, I'll be stopping here. But what I want to introduce to you today is the love of God. Please, I'm not introducing to you fasting and prayer. I'm introducing you a simple concept called the love of God. Do you know that the love of God will eliminate everything that is not of God in your life? Do you know that the love of God, listen to me, the Bible says, he said, there is now no condemnation. Listen to me. To them who are what? Who walk not after, but after the love of God eliminate the flesh. The love of God put the spirit above the flesh. So your consideration is always about God to taking your decisions. Who walk not after the flesh, but after the spirit. For what? Continue to read. Oh yeah, now there's now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the spirit. For what? For what? For what of course in Christ Jesus? Is it Romans chapter 8 or Romans chapter what? Chapter what? Chapter 8. Ah, prof, you're nominating now. Prof, you're joking, man. Prof, you're nominating now. Hey, they're joking, man. You're nominating. I'm going to have profs in there. Remind me. Now, listen to me. Romans chapter 8. Let's read. Project, please. Romans chapter 8. I need to tell you this morning, don't ever let the devil be cheating you. He's a liar. Honestly speaking, you will beat the devil hands down. Anytime, any day, anywhere. Hands down. In fact, you will not be spending 30 hours in prayer again. In fact, your confidence in God will develop. It's called the love of God. Because God is love. He said, love covers like a multitude of sin. That is only God that does that. So he wants to reflect himself in my life. Love covers like a multitude of sin. Do you know what it means? Now, when sins are so many, multitude, love covers it. Doesn't make any sense. So if he covers a multitude of sin, how can he be holding a sin against somebody when he can cover multitude? Do you know the capacity of what is called the love of God? Let's say it together. 1, 2, 3, go. There is, therefore, now. Everybody say now. Everybody say now. Now, no condemnation. To who? Which were in Christ Jesus. But who walked? But after the verse 2. Please project for me. For the law of what? Of what? Ah! Listen to me, my brother, my sister. You will carry life. Listen to me. That is who you are. You are a life carrier. That is who you are. You are a life carrier. He said, for the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus as what? Maybe what? Freedom. How about say freedom? Say freedom. Free from the law of what? Sin and death. I want us to rise up this morning. Praise the Lord. I said praise the Lord. Remember the scripture I read to us at the beginning? Cornelius. Remember? Now, your prayer and your fasting and your almsgiving has come as a memorial before God. So God carried me to come and send this message to you for deliverance. All the prayer you've been praying, all your fasting, everything has come to God as a memorial. So therefore, God called me to speak to you in this manner for deliverance and for freedom. The question I want to ask you this morning is this. Will you accept what I've told you? I want us to read together 2 Corinthians. Is it 1 or 2 Corinthians? Do I speak with tongues of men of angels? Love. 1 Corinthians what? 1 Corinthians, yes. Please project 1 Corinthians 13 for me, please. And I want us to read. Now, please look up. Look up. My brother, please look up. Thank you. Thank you. Please do me this favor. Please do me this favor. Because, you see, it is not good
for people to be coming to church. And the kind of thing I see, I ask myself a question. I was asking last week, I said, is this person a member of this church? No, I'm not talking about their sinning. I'm talking about people hurting themselves. Oh no, I was asking myself, I said, what am I going to do? Before I opened the command center to help, I said, what am I going to do? Because when anything happens unto us, what we do is we open a command center. And I'm in charge of the command center. And we start training, go right, go left, go forward. Go. That's what we do. We open a command center. And some of the core members of the command center, they know themselves. But the question I keep asking is this. This should not have happened. So I want us to read 1, 2, 3, go. Though I what? Enough and have not, I have become a. Verse 2. Though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith so that I can remove mountains, I have not love, I am nothing. Please become something. Hey! Nothing! Zero sum! Verse 3. And though I do what? Bestow all my good to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned, and have not love, it profited me nothing. Hey! So what is love? That is the next thing we want to do. Now listen to me, my brother, my sister, can you imagine, God forbid, with everything I'm preaching, with all I'm saying, and I don't have love, no heaven. Ah, so why am I doing what I'm doing? No heaven. No heaven, you're not going there. Because God is love. How do you go to God that you don't know love? It's not compatible. You are incompatible with God. You are just religious. You are not spiritual. That's the meaning. Love is compulsive. That's what I'm saying to you. Zero sum. So what is love? Verse 4. So very long. Is kind. He envied not. Vaunted not himself. Is not puffed up. Verse 5. Does not behave himself unseemly. Seeketh not our own, is not easily provoked, and love does not think about evil. Next verse. Not in iniquity, but rejoiceth in the truth. Next verse. 7. Beareth all things, believeth all things, hopeth all things, endureth all things. Verse 8. It never fails. Praise the Lord. What did I say? Love never fails. If I say I love you, I will always love you. Always love you. It never fails. It never fails. When it fails, you never loved in the first instance. It never fails. Love is constant. That's why God is constant. Look at it. Where there are prophecy, they shall fail. Whether there are tongues, they shall cease. Whether there be what? They shall do what? They shall do what? They shall. You know why prophecy will fail? Know why they will fail? When some people are dead, they are failed. But love carries on. Because love takes you to God. That's what love does. Oh. I want us to close our eyes and look up to heaven this morning. Please, please don't say, God, dear God, I didn't tell you. I took time. Don't say that, God, I did not tell you. Don't tell God that you didn't hear this message. Please, oh. Please. Please. Please, don't tell God that I did not preach this message to you. Mm-mm. Please, don't tell God. You heard it. God is love. Everything about your life and destiny is hinged on the love, on loving God. Let's sing the song.
I will worship the Lord, for he is worthy. Lift up my soul, for Prince of Peace is his name. King of the floor, the Lord is
mighty.
Can you close your eyes, please? I hear the voice of God speak to me to prophesy to your life this morning. I hear the voice of God speak to my heart to speak to your situation this morning. I hear the voice of God say to me that I should say peace to you. I say, receive peace. Every trouble spot in your life, let there be peace. Peace in your family, peace in your business, peace in your health, peace in your home, peace everywhere you go. In the name of Jesus, he said to me, because Jesus is the Prince of Peace. So that is exactly what we are talking about. More of him, you will receive peace. Father, we bless you this morning. Can we ever thank you enough? It's absolutely impossible. Father, thank you because you have blessed us. Thank you, Father, for the seed that you have sown in our heart, oh God, that we are carrier of love. We love you. Say, I love you, Jesus. Say, I love you, Jesus.